Today, Shelley Fraser-Mickle has some fresh ideas about spilt milk.
There's that old saying, don't cry over spilt milk. And when you are a kid, you first hear it when you are about 4 years old. And I don't think I ever heard it when I really spilled my milk. No, then I mostly heard, get a rag and clean it up. I'll admit that there are times when I hear myself say, well, I guess there's no sense in crying over spilt milk, which exonerates me for doing something I can't undo. It lets me off the hook for not being perfect, and I like that. Yet it seems that when I was a child, I heard, don't cry over spilt milk whenever I did something when I should have known better. Like the D in deportment I got on my report card when the teacher had warned me 42 times to stop talking during math, and at recess when I threw my favorite marble into a game with Colin Dewworth, the Minnesota Fats of marble shooting. The fact is, I've looked everywhere to see if I could find out who first said, don't cry over spilt milk, and whoever it is must not want to admit it, because I can't find a thing about it on the internet, or in the encyclopedia, or the Watergate tapes. I'm afraid, though, it was my uncle, Lewis. You see, Lewis was 12 years old when he was sent down the road to milk Gertrude, his neighbor's cow. His mother sent him because recently the family cow had died, and Lewis was the oldest of 10 brothers and sisters who really did need that milk. While Lewis was in the barn milking Gertrude, his neighbor's wife opened the door to the freezer that was plugged in there in the barn and told him he could help himself. Bags of cookies were lined up on the top shelf. The fact was, the neighbors were ashamed of their cow and were offering the cookies as a consolation. You see, Gertrude was a cow with an attitude, and Lewis had to spend the next 2 hours getting her to fill the milk bucket, and while he did, a whole bag of cookies had time to thaw. On the way home, Lewis ate the cookies. Then at the top step to his house, he tripped. The bucket turned over, and the milk spilled onto the ground. While his brothers and sisters cried, Lewis looked at them and said, there wasn't any need for that. And then he turned around with his empty bucket and headed back. Yes, my Uncle Lewis always said there's no sense in crying over spilt milk, especially if you know where the cookies are.